Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Seven half the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV program, or as some people call it, the other show. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria's not with us during this hour of the program as we work our way through the hills and valleys of life that we all have. We're trying to exercise the right way to spend our time. There are a lot of setbacks this year for sure. The good has presented itself, the bad, the ugly, all that stuff. I saw something going on in Kansas. Well, actually, this is a twofold approach, Jennifer. The COVID-19 nurses in New Orleans, it was a big problem. So a bunch of Kansas City hospital nurses, excuse me, went down to the Tulane Medical Center when it was overcome with patients early on. I think last April was when this all started. So now the nurses in Kansas City have a real problem because apparently it's all turned around and Kansas is a real hotbed and they were overwhelmed very quickly. So a bunch of nurses came from Tulane Medical Center up to the Healthcare Research Medical Center in Kansas City to help out there. That was very, you know, it's just kind of a sweet thing when you think
there are
about it.
Yeah, there are a lot of states that are saying they're facing a nurse shortage, essentially. And we saw that in New York. And I think maybe one of the – we talk a lot about frontline workers, and especially at the beginning of this when there's so much confusion and fear and all of that. But what people don't realize is that there were nurses and doctors that were traveling all over the country going from hotspot to hotspot.
Yes.
I know that because in California where I live, we were actually a little slow to the party. We didn't have the outbreak in a significant way like New York City saw. And so a lot of our frontline workers, our doctors and our nurses, went to New York to help deal and triage kind of what they were going through at the moment. So I think this happens more than you think, where you have some healthcare workers with big hearts that just are kind of leaving their own families behind and bouncing around to places that actually need them.
All right, let's do a little update on the Georgia situation. I'm sure you're following that. You're on top of it. Who's doing what? There's a claim on one side. It's the usual dirty politics stuff. But we're about, a month away from that runoff? And the national attention seems to be on that. So what is the latest there? What are you observing?
Well, you have a couple of things going on in the state of Georgia. Right now you have President Trump kind of upset with the Republican governor, Brian Kemp, who he endorsed. And the reason for that is that the Trump campaign is simply asking for a signature match. And even though there was a recount because the margins in Georgia between Trump and Biden were very, very narrow, they did not do any signature matching. And so the Trump campaign has put into court this press that they actually match signatures to the universal mail-in votes that came in. They are also taking issue, and Sidney Powell, who is not a lawyer for President Trump, but is someone who is fighting on his behalf, released a 105-page complaint in Georgia about the voting machines that were being used there and about updates that were being made. It actually had a judge's injunction into deleting all of the files from the Dominion voting system. So that's still ongoing on the front of the presidential election. But a lot of eyes on whether or not because Georgia really will affect the control of the Senate. You'll either have Republicans with a two-seat majority if they win both seats, a one-seat majority if they win one seat, or you'll have Democrats if they win both seats with a tie. They'll be at 50-50. Right now it's 48-50, which would mean that the vice president, if that's Kamala Harris, would be making all the decisions in the Senate. So a lot of money is going on, and the governor has been warning against people who are coming there, college students who are coming there and trying to register to vote and trying to be able to participate in the January 5th election, even if they aren't legal residents of Georgia.
So how would they be able to prove? Don't you have to prove your status? You have to prove you live there in order to get a voting certificate?
You should be able to, but there are a lot of the reason that college students seem to work most is that they have some flexibility, right?
Because if they're in college, exactly, there they have a college address.
Right.
Is that how it works?
So, yeah. So that's why they're really watching this group, because they feel like this could be a group that could actually impact the outcome of the vote. They're also, Republicans are focusing on 1 million registered Latino voters in the state of Georgia. It's kind of, I don't know, when you think about Georgia, you think about white and black voters and how the parties go after those two demographics. But there's actually 1 million registered Latino voters now in the state of Georgia. It's a shifting demographic, and they actually outnumber African Americans in the state. And Republicans feel like they can actually make some inroads with those Latino voters because they tend to be more socially conservative, because there is a storyline that can be told about economic opportunity that Republicans are comfortable with. And they did it in Florida, turning out a huge number, a record number of Latino voters as Republican voters. And that seems to be what Republicans are focusing on, thinking that that million, you know, that vote block, basically, yeah, those million votes could help them. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. It's going to be, it shouldn't be close, but because you have so many outside influences coming in to the state, it'll probably be a lot closer than people are guessing. And because there's distrust at the highest level with
you
President
think?
Trump, well, no, there's distrust on his part of the voting system.
No,
so
I'm
people saying, are
saying,
yeah, is that going to turn Republicans off?
A lot of people think that the voting system
right.
is.
But is it going to be like Republicans are going to say, well, if the system is rigged anyway, why am I going to turn out? And that could end up being a backfire to what Republicans want to see happen in the state.
Mm-hmm.
So
what's going on in Arizona and Wisconsin? Did they, I think they certified Biden's election win there. Any hanky-panky, or I heard somebody saying
the
system works. The system is strong. Da, da, da,
right.
da, da.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. The system absolutely working. We've Californiaed the whole country with this, with this mail-in ballot system. It's really ridiculous. But Arizona and Wisconsin actually certified their results on Monday. That doesn't mean that the legal challenges end once the certification happens, because until those electoral votes are cast, until the electors are put into place and cast their votes, the Trump campaign sees this as still a legal challenge, even though it might be uphill. They're thinking they have till December 14th when the electors cast their vote to try to make their case. And in Wisconsin, there's another recount underway in two counties that President Trump's team has actually paid for. So two more recounts happening. And once that's done, then the legal challenges will pick up again in Wisconsin, but they have to wait for that recount. In Arizona, again, it's the same story. We're hearing about signature matches. We're hearing about dead people voting. We're hearing about more people voting than are actually registered in the state, where the numbers are just not adding up. And there's legitimate claims here. Whether or not you think it's going to shift the outcome of this particular presidential race, there are a lot of questions that are not getting answered. And one of the quickest ways to make this go away is to come out and say, here are the answers to all of the questions that are being presented, but no one seems to want to do that. And so now we're in this gray area where people are questioning exactly how the mail-in ballot system works, what the story is with these Dominion voting systems, and if there is some sort of algorithm that can be programmed in. So that you'd actually have, you've had a lot of secretaries of state, in fact, all of them, come out and say, no, there was no funny business in our election. It's very possible that there was funny business in the election that they didn't even know about because it was happening underneath them. So it's still a story that is going to continue.
Crooks everywhere.
Yeah.
14 after the hour. In a moment, we're going to do a little sports examination of some of the sports going on now and what the future looks like, at least through the crystal ball of Dr. Fauci. That's up next here on the DJV program with Jennifer and Doug.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Happy holidays, folks. Colonel Snowman here to tell you about my piping hot KFC $20 fill-up with 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings. It's an easy way to keep the family fed when you're too busy to cook. Wow, this KFC meal is piping hot, and I'm made of snow. Try my KFC $20 fill-up. You can order ahead at KFC.com. Happy holidays from KFC. Limited time only at participating locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and all consumeraccess.org, number 33.
The latest DJV download, you get it at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcast, has a focus on that Zoom lady that went to the bathroom for a poo. And
Ooh, yeah. Not okay. A good move, guys. You got to watch those Zoom calls.
Check the Zoom.
Think you're not on camera. Doesn't mean anything.
Exactly. All right. So in the NFL, the Broncos made a request to start Rob Calabrese at quarterback, but apparently that was turned down because he hasn't played football since his final season with the Florida Knights in 2012. The Broncos hoped that he could fill their void at quarterback. Isn't there some COVID involved in this?
This past Sunday, they had no quarterbacks left on the Broncos because they all had COVID. Or they came into contact with someone who did. So they were all benched. And so I think they played the Saints, and I think they only ended up scoring 3 points. They could have forfeited the game, but I'm glad they chose to play. I mean, what the heck? If you're going to forfeit, you might as well just use it as an exhibition. So they went out there with no quarterbacks. I think they had a running back in that position. So literally what teams are doing, because these outbreaks are happening, the Ravens are doing it. I mean, this is pretty common now, is they're like going off the streets. They're like, hey, have you ever played football? Come with me. And they're like bringing people in because COVID keeps knocking out the players. But the idea
is
what
game pushed it today? Is
the
that
Ravens
what's happening?
Are playing. Yeah, the Ravens and the Steelers game, I think, was pushed. Yeah. Broncos played Sunday.
The Broncos did play. Yeah, all right. So, yes, I was looking at that. There's a couple of different things that have been switched around here, and one of them has to do with Amazon, and they're taking the games now. Did you know that Amazon was doing games? I don't think I knew that. If I knew it, I didn't remember that Amazon is now on the hunt to get, like everything else, control of the world. I think at some point Amazon's got to be stopped. I don't know where do you draw the line in the sand?
Well, I don't know if it's about stopping them. They're competing in a landscape, and I don't know.
No, but they're competing. They have more money. I mean, it's the American way, to be sure. But at some point, good God, all of this stuff. And then I see that Dr. Fauci says, if you think the sports stadium is going to be full again next fall, not so fast.
Not so much.
Yeah, 21 after the hour.
C. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Is it a Christmas song? Maybe not.
It's my anthem. It's like Turn Back Time.
Turn Back the Time. It's all of our anthems, isn't it? Really.
Yeah,
we've really wasted most of our lives this year. It's been a learning process, but when you look at all the incidents in this past world, they pale in terms of what we might have been able to accomplish, but you don't know because we didn't. 23 after the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer and Doug. Victoria off during this hour. That's the music of Cher. Most people around the world certainly recognize her voice. She spent this past weekend, Jennifer, in Pakistan, helping the world's loneliest elephant prepare for its journey to a new home. Elephant's name is Kavan. Came out of a controversial zoo in Pakistan. After a long journey inside a crate, the elephant stepped foot for the first time in his new home, a sanctuary in Cambodia, where he's going to enjoy the company of the three other elephants that live there. Did you see that picture? It was all over the internet of these two a-hole hunters that shot the two-year-old elephant, and they stood over the body. Did you see that? I posted, it was on my Facebook page, and I responded to somebody posting it by saying, I hope the same thing happens to the two guys that shot the elephant. It's incredible.
You know, I'm very torn because I would say I'm one step away from being a vegetarian. But I understand people who want to hunt for food. I do have a hard time
to survive.
With people who hunt for sport.
Yeah.
And I get it. You know, here we get overrun by deer, and I get it. But, like, when you get the big game, it's just, ugh.
It's disgusting. Anyway, Cher and her animal rights group fighting for this elephant's freedom for a number of years, apparently. The elephant had languished on the grounds of a zoo in Islamabad, been there for 35 years, chained and malnourished. As soon as he's in Cambodia, he needs a good foot care program because the flooring in the enclosure wasn't species appropriate for him, said the spokesperson for Four Paws International. After the animal lost his only partner in 2012, diagnosed as emotionally and physically damaged. You know, you think animals don't get that way? Don't kid yourself. I have cows, all the chickens. I've seen that with goats, though, especially. Anyway, earlier this year, a court in Pakistan shut down the zoo over its conditions, gave the animal welfare organization freedom to take this elephant moving. Cher is making a documentary about the efforts to save that animal. So certainly appropriate. Nice to know those sorts of things are going on, frankly. At least in my wheelhouse, that's a big thing. It's a great thing. All right, up next here, musically at 26 after the hour on the DJV program, Shawn Mendes announcing Wonder the Experience. It's a live stream benefit concert to celebrate his new album, Wonder, following the release date, which is Friday of this week. Mendes is going to perform the live stream on Sunday, featuring the album's title track as well as some yet-to-be-released songs. This album is the finale of the American Express Unstaged series, as well as the last of Mendes' Wonder residencies tied to the new album, which included performances on The Tonight Show and the BBC. Fans can RSVP to attend the live stream free, with an option to donate to the Shawn Mendes Foundation program of social impact. It's obviously a charitable organization. Portion of each American Express ticket that sold is donated to the Shawn Mendes Foundation to help support and amplify the voices of young leaders driving change. Which, yeah, there's a lot of that stuff going on now, right? Yeah. Earlier this past month, Mendes released a documentary film, In Wonder, which chronicled the past couple of years of his life, showcased his rise to fame. How long has he been around, Shawn Mendes? 28 after the hour here on the DJV Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, every show. We're here all day, every day. That's the way you can find us. Just find us. Go to djvshow.com.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Your dog hates the car. Well, I'll tell you why. Don't fall into the trap of putting your dog in the car only when she needs to go to the vet's office. How would you feel if the only time you rode in the car was to go to the doctor or have your body probed and receive a shot with a big long needle? I know you have to drag me into the car kicking and screaming. For a lot of dogs, their only experience with cars is negative and associated with stress. The stress of going to the vet or maybe to a kennel. How can we possibly expect our four-footed best friends to know the difference when we decide to take them on an occasional car trip to the park? Here's what I suggest doing. Make your car very pet friendly. Put the dog in the car. Just sit there for 5 minutes. They listen to the radio and hang out. Then take the dog and visit some of his best friends, whether it be another dog or grandma or its uncle. Make sure the car is a positive experience for your pet. And I want you to understand the reason dogs bark so much when they're in the car is they see the other cars as prey and they want to chase them. So don't overcorrect them. Make the car a fun place for you, a fun place for your pet, and everyone will enjoy the ride. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, so I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I take Garlic every day to help maintain healthy cholesterol. No garlic bread.
And Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency, so you know it works.
Take charge of your cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Kingdom on Wednesday became the first country in the world to approve the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for use and said it will be distributed next week. In a press release, the government has today accepted the recommendation from the Independent Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency to approve the Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine for use. A Pfizer spokesperson said the UK's emergency use authorization marks a historic moment in the fight against COVID-19. U.S. Attorney General William Barr said on Tuesday the Justice Department has found no evidence of widespread voter fraud in last month's election. Barr told the Associated Press that prosecutors have found no evidence to back up Trump's claim that the November 3rd election had been marred by widespread fraud. Trump's campaign launched a new effort in Wisconsin on Tuesday, asking the state's top court to consider throwing out 221,000 absentee ballots that allegedly lacked information. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Georgia officials investigating voter registration group claim some are attempting to register non-residents to vote in January's Senate runoff elections. USA Radio News' Val Dior has the details.
The Georgia Secretary of State announced that a voter registration group is under investigation for allegedly sending ballot applications to non-residents. That group was led by Georgia Democratic Senate candidate Raphael Warnock until earlier this year. The New Georgia Project is one of four voter sign-up groups being probed. The announcement comes as Democrats have praised Brad Raffensperger, a Republican, for pushing back against President Trump's allegations of election fraud. Warnock is engaged in a heated race that could determine party control of the Senate and has dismissed past investigations of voter fraud as alarmist. While Raffensperger said he's not seen indications of systemic fraud, he said there is evidence of third-party groups working to register people in other states to vote in Georgia, adding that the New Georgia Project sent voter registration applications to New York City in a potential violation of state law. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Georgia has reported more than 940,000 absentee ballots have been requested. Students from across the United States will have an opportunity this week to hear from NASA astronaut Victor Glover aboard the International Space Station. The Earth to Space call will air live just before 1 p.m. Eastern, Thursday, December 3rd, on NASA television and the agency's website. Glover served as a pilot and second-in-command on Crew 1 SpaceX Crew Dragon, and this is his first long-duration mission aboard the station. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Mining the many items that are available for our discussion purposes, this is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Hoff in this hour. And speaking of this hour, we're talking about a couple of things that need sort of revisitation. For those of you who are following what's going on in football, apparently we were talking about the Steelers and the Ravens. That game has been rescheduled to Wednesday at 3:40 for those who are interested in watching. The apparently some of the people that weren't eligible to play are now eligible to play, or at least they will be by Wednesday. It's amazing. All of you got to wonder if it's taking this toll in sports. What is it doing to business in America? Think about how many people must be out, Jennifer, just are not available to work, available to just, you know, they're home 2-3 weeks at a time. A very close friend of mine has the COVID now. And as I said, I think yesterday or the day before, you were the only one I knew up until she getting this that had actually had it. And so you look around and figure, what's going on? Why is it that we have so few people in our own lives that we know have had it, but yet this is seemingly affecting business, it's affecting everybody, and even if you don't know somebody who's had it, you know what I mean? Jennifer, where are we? There's Jennifer.
Can you hear me?
You okay?
I'm alive.
Oh, my God. I love technology.
Sometimes you have the microphone button down.
Yeah. Is that what it was? Okay. Thank you.
You know.
And, yeah. The
mistakes happen.
So not only the football, but now I was talking about those nurses who were sharing and helping each other. There are a lot of nurses that I know and people, not only nurses, but medical professionals who are just exhausted. Remember I told you the story about the thoracic surgeon who for the last 7 months has had to work 7 days a week,
yeah.
12 hours a day, 7 in the morning or 7 at night. And he's just, you know, burned out. The nurses on the staff, he said, told me when I was visiting with him, were, you know, some of them ready to quit because they just, I mean, I don't know if you're ready to quit. Where do you go, though? There aren't, I suppose, if you want another job, you're going to get another job in nursing, and probably most of them are the same. And so apparently that very same problem is affecting teachers. A lot of the problems of teaching in the pandemic, teachers say this is just not sustainable because children, and I can see this going on in many different circumstances that I'm familiar with, just the kids aren't learning anything.
They need to talk to the union because it's the union that is really being
the unions are most
ridiculous and restrictive when it comes to getting kids and teachers back in the classroom and doing it safely. I mean, right now they have like already in private schools that are going back, they've put up partitions, they have masks, and the COVID rate is very low. Why can't public schools do the same thing? Instead, what they're doing is penalizing low-income students who maybe don't have a mom or dad to sit there and make sure that they're getting their work done at home every day. I mean, I was stunned. I don't know if there's no measurement.
That's the thing. You're right. There's no measurement.
I don't know, taking stock
of what they're doing or not doing.
Right. And that's not anybody's fault. It's, you know, this is why kids go to school. This is why not every parent homeschools, because they might have jobs or they have things that bring them out of their home that they need to do to survive. But I don't know if you saw that study. There were a couple of local ones, California, but there were also some national studies that I saw that have just been coming out this week about the number of D's and F's that students are actually earning. So, yeah. And now teachers are trying to decide whether or not to give them to them. Like, as far as the last semester goes, we're now seeing the metrics that are showing what a failure this is for students. And students across the country are struggling with not passing classes, with not actually being able to keep up with the coursework because they're being asked to do a lot of it independently. And there are now school systems that are saying, you know what, just to get these kids through and pass through, we're not going to give them D's and F's. Well, you've literally just taken away a year of their education, and now you're going to think that somehow they're just going to magically catch up if you advance them at the end of this coming year.
Let's face it, we've all lost a year of our lives because of the damn Chinese virus, and nobody again. We're seeing a little bit of activity of moving things from China to other places, but nowhere near enough, nowhere near fast enough, as far as I'm concerned. The virus hotspots all around our country. Every news media outlet is happy to share. Man, look at how terrible that is. Okay, so how did it get started? Where is the root of the evil here that's being dealt with, which has affected all of our lives, basically, and kiss a year of our lives goodbye? And I see that a lot of the jobless people are having a problem getting full payments. This is something the Department of Labor kind of wants to hide from. What do you know about this, Jennifer? Unemployment claims that are going back up again, but they don't seem to be able to get the government. This, according to Government Accountability, the GAC, the GAO, the backlogs in processing the number of claims is part of the issue. Why isn't this all automated? I guess that would be my question. Once you sign up for it, shouldn't this be automated like the checks that we get from? Or the payments that we get from Medicare.
This isn't even like the federal.
Social Security.
Yeah, this is state by state. So you have to deal with the antiquated system that is existing in whatever your state is.
With all the money we pay in taxes, why don't we have the best system? What is there that we, every time we turn around, there's the voting irregularities, the way states are run. It's just, it's idiocy. And maybe it's part of the human condition, but I know it's very unsatisfying. And I rail about this, and I think back to 30 years ago being on the air, maybe 40 years, railing about the same stuff. Does nothing ever change and get better?
They actually shut down, and I hate to keep beating the California drum, but it's just here, and it's in my mind.
It deserves to get
beaten. But in California, they actually had to shut down unemployment payments for over a month because the system couldn't keep up. The system broke down. They were sending multiple checks to one address. They were sending the wrong checks to different addresses. So they literally had to shut down unemployment benefits for a month. Now, you do that during the regular year. Okay, it's problematic, but people can get by. When you do it during a pandemic, when you have told people they can't work and businesses have shut down, it's a real issue. And that's what California did, offering no explanation other than we just couldn't keep up. We have to reboot and reset, and your checks will be there in a month. Sorry if you need them now. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and then, so how do you buy your groceries? Or how do you,
right,
if you counted on that sort of thing? It's not like the old days when you could take a plot of land and grow your own groceries. Although that's something else that happened this past year. One of the good things, because we're talking about throwing our lives. Yeah, a lot of stuff has been thrown away this year. But the focus on homegrown food, the local farmers, the family farmers, that's been a boon. And it's been very gratifying for people like me. I'm a farmer, and I want to see other farmers succeed. This has been the best year in a long time for people who have their own stand, have their own ground, have their own vegetable they're growing, and same in dairy. It's been a good year. But the food's all gone. Thanksgiving proved that because you couldn't find turkeys. You couldn't find a lot of veggies, you know, especially fresh stuff. And so you look around and you wonder, all right, what's going to happen? What's next here? And because the agriculture department is in such disarray, I know you love Mr. Trump, and that's wonderful. But he's had a couple of stooges running a couple of departments, and Perdue, the guy that's running the ag department, is a real stooge. Just the way things have happened, they have happened because the individual farmers were able to sort of, for the first time in a long time, get away from the government because the government screwed over family farmers as much as they did. They had to survive on their own, and they did. And so a lot of people in the old days who used to be able to grow their own food, well, we don't have any land now. There's not, although I remember, I think it was during the Vietnam War when it first started, there were plots of ground and the community gardens got started. There were more of those. Do you have community gardens around where you are?
A few, not necessarily in my neighborhood, but there are
some. Not a lot of land there to do that on, but that's what has happened with some people. But, you know, today we become so dependent on the government and all of the ancillary things that go with that. So what do you do at the end of the day? It's really kind of a mess. And it doesn't show signs of getting better because we've allowed ourselves to fall under the fickle finger. What is that? Fickle finger of fate? What's that?
Fickle finger of fate.
That too. Don't travel to Mexico. The government is warning that the situations, if you are planning on traveling, you know, like I'm thinking about, what am I going to do this winter to stay away from the cold if, in fact, we are in the day? Mm-hmm. The one forecast says the weather here in New England is going to be kind of moderate, and if that's the case, I'll stick around. But if it's going to be lousy, I'm going someplace. And I have actually, you know, I've never been.
You've been thinking about Mexico?
Well, I've never been to Mexico other than Tijuana.
Really? Oh, you've got to go to Cabo.
Juarez. See, across from El Paso, I went across there once, and I went across the border just for a day into Tijuana. That's it. I've never been down. I know you've been on many vacations at some of those really great spots on the west coast of
Mexico. Go to Cabo. It's so beautiful. Cabo San Lucas is a great place to relax.
So how easy is it to go across? Yeah, because nothing to do. What do you traveling there, according to the information that's out today, may increase your chances of getting and spreading COVID. So right. What are they doing
Everything
or not doing in Mexico?
Everything is going to increase your chances of COVID. I'm sure I don't know what their restrictions are in Mexico, but I would imagine that if you go to a nice resort, they probably have plenty of practices in play to make sure that things are clean. You probably still have to wear a mask, or you can, certainly.
100,000 people have died in Mexico in the last 2 weeks.
I believe it. I mean, that's why California's numbers always spike, because they come across the border to seek medical care. So I believe that. I don't think you want to get sick down there, but you could probably keep yourself safe. I mean, it's just personal responsibility, right? You're going to stay in a resort. You're going to make sure stuff around you is clean. You're not going to do too much going outside. So
the airlines have started to go back to Mexico to some of the popular beach destinations. Mm-hmm. That's cool. And there's sort of, I was looking at a report about how many people traveled for Thanksgiving, more than have at any time prior to this since last March. Big numbers in comparison, again, to what has been going on. 47 after the hour on the record-breaking DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Systemic racism, white supremacy, microaggressions. The American people are being told we live in a country that is racist to its core. We're being lied to. Black America's biggest challenges aren't what the far left says they are. They're using us to promote their own agenda. I'm Bob Woodson. I led demonstrations during the civil rights movement, and I worked to relieve poverty in some of the country's toughest neighborhoods. The leaders employ the virtues and values of our founders. They are really our modern-day patriots. That is why we founded 1776 Unites, a black-led movement to challenge the proposition that because of America's birth defect of slavery, whites are to be forever blamed and shamed, and blacks are to be pitied and paid. We will no longer be used, and we need your help. If you support us, contribute a tax-deductible donation to 1776unites.com. 1776unites.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exogen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exogen.
Happy holidays, folks. Colonel Snowman here. Today, about my piping hot KFC $20 fill-up with 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings. It's an easy way to keep the family fed when you're too busy to cook. Wow, this KFC meal is piping hot, and I'm made of snow. Try my KFC $20 fill-up. You can order ahead at KFC.com. Happy holidays from KFC. Limited time only at participating locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 saving. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use promo code SUN or call 800-442-0471. That's MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Listener Special Square and use promo code SUN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Murray Geller is with me. I'm Doug Steffen. More excitement from one of the most exciting men, one of the most exciting people in the world, somebody who's been around the world 180 times. Remember, around the world 180 days? I feel like you've been around the world 180 times. And one of the places where you have been most popular has been Japan. Over the years that I've known you, you've gone to Japan over and over and over again. And I remember you telling me a story a number of years ago about somebody in some Japanese company who had stolen your image, that is, used your image without your authority, on Pokemon trading cards. So what's the news there? I know there's something that has developed or something. Didn't you sue them? It seems to me you sued them.
Yeah. Okay, let me quickly tell you the story. Look, obviously I influenced millions of young Japanese people when I did my first shows in 1974. One of those boys grew up to be a graphic designer. He designed for Pokemon. Pokemon is a huge company owned by Nintendo. And they came up with this Pokemon game. It took the world over. I mean, people are still into Pokemon. Unbelievable phenomena. So they created a little Japanese character called Jung Geller, because there were three psychics, Edgar Cayce, Uri Geller, and Houdini. So I'm the only person living. And when I went to a mall, in a shopping mall in Tokyo, I suddenly was inundated by like 500 children, all bowing to me and pulling out their little pens and little Pokemon cards. Uh-huh. And they wanted me to sign. So I sign. And suddenly I look at the card, and I see my name on it. It wasn't exactly Uri Geller, it was Jung Geller, but nevertheless, I sued Nintendo in Los Angeles because they didn't ask permission. If they would have come to me and said, oh, okay, Uri. Anyhow, to make a long story short, they pulled out from circulation the Uri Geller Kadabra Pokemon. And for 20 years, it was out of circulation. And about a month ago, I'm talking to my granddaughters, Leah and Romy, and suddenly I say to myself, now, hang on. How can I rob away such a creature from millions and millions of children? So I sent a letter to the chairman of Nintendo telling him that I'm lifting the ban. He can use the Pokemon Yungeler and Kadabra card again. And this story hit a gaming website, and from there, it went worldwide. I mean, every minute that I speak to you, somewhere in the world, the story appears. I tweeted it out, and it went, it took like fire. So I gave them permission. No money is involved. If they do pay me, I will give it to charity, to sick children. And that's the story. As you can read it, it's in all over Google.
The story I'm reading begins as follows. Infamous spoon-wrecking genius Uri Geller has lifted a 20-year ban on Nintendo from publishing Pokemon trading cards that he claimed were his likeness. Well, you didn't claim it, they were your likeness. So, but I got a kick out of that. And but your is the story that your grandchildren motivated you to do it? Is that that really is kind of the headline, or certainly the subheadline, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I said it because, you know, Pokemon started for children. And I thought that I'm not going to allow this to continue. 20 years is a long time. And now we are waiting for a response from Nintendo because they haven't yet responded. I graciously allowed them, sent them the letter. And people are amazed, especially gaming website. Doug, I didn't realize that gaming is so huge. It's like a billion, thousand, million dollars a year. It's just crazy. And it was good that I tried to, well, I explained to you what happened. So all your listeners now can just Google Uri Geller Pokemon and hundreds and hundreds of stories will come up.
Yeah, I think It doesn't take much to get people's attention, but this time of year, it's a good time of year to do this because Pokemon will be something that a lot of people want to buy as a Christmas gift, so they can thank you for that. Anyway, the telepathy here, you may be in touch with somebody over there who was thinking, I wonder if Uri would pull eyes. Who knows how you connected with them, but you sure did. And you connect with us every week. Good to have you here. Uri Geller with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.